It's Will Sean Podcast. The internet cried out for two more blowhards, and they courageously answered that call. Armed with the weapon of wit, each week they're joined by guests to discuss movies, television, pop culture, and anything else that's pissing them off. Take it away, boys.
I'm Will Link.
And I'm Sean David.
And this is Will Sean Podcast.
Yes, from coast to coast. How you doing, Will?
Well, I'm in New York.
You look like you're in New York.
I know. I'm so far away right now. But when you're listening to this, I'm in New York. And I'm here for my cousin's wedding. And I love my cousin. My cousin Danielle. I could have done without going to New York.
Again, didn't you just go earlier?
For a wedding. This is two weddings. This year, I got to fly to New York. This time, I decided to take a little bit more time. I don't know, that's a mistake. I need to be in L.A.
New York in August. Lovely.
I know, I miss L.A. in August, where the smog is at its best.
You don't go back to the East Coast for Christmas when the whole city's lit up. You go right in the heat of the summer.
And I'm melting. Wherever I am, where you're listening to this, I'm melting. But I want to say one thing about my cousin getting married. She's marrying a guy, and you know what the guy's name is?
Daniel.
Close, yes. His name is Danny Aiello, like the actor.
Okay.
So my cousin Danielle is now Danielle Aiello, which just sounds stupid.
It does sound stupid. I'm sorry, Danielle Aiello.
Danielle Aiello. Danny Aiello. He's like Sal's Pizzeria. Got any housekeeping for us?
Twitter, Facebook, business cards. Follow us, like us, spread the word. Just the usual shit.
Okay, the usual shit.
But, you know, sometimes the usual shit is the best shit. So just keep doing what you're doing, people, which is minimal. So actually do more of what you're not doing and less of what you are doing.
And by the way, this week we have a little less to promote this week, so we really need your help to kind of spread this episode.
Right. You are going to be our carriers and transmit this from person to person. Like we're an STD. Someone actually berated me the other day or called me out on the fact that this is the only podcast she listens to where the hosts actively berate their fans. So,
well, you know what? That makes me feel better. That separates us.
I find it charming.
It is charming.
I wish someone would yell at me a little more frequently.
I know a club you can go to where people will do that.
I know an organization, exactly.
Who's our sponsor this week?
This week is brought to you by television, glorious television, now in color. See all your favorite shows, like The Lone Ranger, Bonanza, and Marcus Welby, M.D. Yes, sir, color television.
Thank God we now have Marcus Welby, M.D. in color.
The kids wanted it.
Man. Today on the show...
Yeah, well, tell us about what are we doing today on the show?
We're doing something a little special today. Or maybe not special.
I don't know how special it is. We're doing something.
We don't have a guest this week because I am out of town. But we are still giving you a wonderful product to listen to. And we're going to discuss, as Sean said, television. The Emmy nominations came out about a week and a half ago.
A week and a half ago.
And we are going to let you know what they are. And we're going to tell you why we're terrible at picking the Emmys. And I'll tell you why I'm terrible at picking the Emmys. They're a nightmare to predict because there are too many shows. I don't watch all the shows. I can't digest all the performances. And it's the same people for the same roles being nominated every year.
Right.
Juliana Margulies is probably... She's won the Emmy for The Good Wife. She's giving the exact same performance. So why wouldn't she win again? Or why should she win again? It's weird.
It's very weird. And also, what confuses me is... The Emmys are in September for the prior television season, but then you have the Golden Globes, the end of the year, which are also feting the exact same season of television, which at that point is already sometimes a year plus since it happened. So it feels like these television stars are just continuously reappearing on my award shows.
Well, I was talking to somebody about the Emmys and the Golden Globes, and they were a fan of the show Episodes, and I'm a fan of the show Episodes, and... Matt LeBlanc, they said, why didn't he get an Emmy nomination? And I'm like, well, that was for the Emmy cycle previously. And I go, well, then why did he get a Golden Globe nomination? I said, because that was for that Golden Globe cycle. He's like, but it was all, both award shows are this year. I'm like, yes, I know. It's confusing.
So fuck you, Television Academy and the Hollywood Foreign Press. You're confusing us. But yeah, so you get the same shows that crop up year after year. You get the same actors and actresses cropping up year after year. And it's overkill. There's too many categories. And as we'll discuss as we go through this, you could have a whole category dominated just by one show by virtue of the fact that that show has a great cast or exemplary writing. So,
well, since you said that, why don't we start with a category
let's
like
do that.
that? And it's Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy. And the nominees are Ed O'Neill for Modern Family, Jesse Tyler Ferguson for Modern Family, Ty Burrell for Modern Family, Eric Stonestreet for Modern Family, Max Greenfield for The New Girl, and Bill Hader for Saturday Night Live. I guess the chubby little Mexican kid from Modern Family couldn't get a
How
nomination.
often, they always say that we're proud, we're happy for each other's success, but you're not. You're actors, you're vain, you want to succeed. How terrible is it showing up on set the day after when one of these guys is going to win and
Well,
lords it over the rest of them?
two of them have previously won, Ty Burrell and Eric Stonestreet. Is the Academy just going through all of them? Well, this year will be Jesse Tyler Ferguson's, and next year Ed O'Neill. I mean, is that the way they vote? How do these people think?
I don't know, but big ups to Max Greenfield, who plays Schmidt on The New Girl.
I was very happy about that. He is one of the most original new characters in sitcoms right now.
I don't think his character, as originally conceived, was that original. He's the douchebag,
But he
but
grew.
he grew and he turned it into something unique and interesting. And you know what? Good for him. He's like, kid comes to Hollywood, wants to be an actor, has classical training, and gets lucky on a pilot, turns into a great show, and becomes a breakout hit. So,
And good for Bill Hader, too,
yeah.
because, I mean, the cast of Saturday Night Live, they don't really get a lot of awards
Right.
recognition, but he's been the MVP of that show for a while. He does so many characters. Stefan alone should win an
And
Emmy.
he's staying on the show next season.
Yes, he is
So
not
with,
leaving.
yeah, I mean, with Kristen Wiig leaving and with Andy Samberg leaving, he's got a good opportunity to, do something there. Good for Bill Hader, good for Max Greenfield, and Modern Family, you're funny, but you're not four actors funny.
Oh, but someone from Modern Family is going to win,
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to go for Schmitty just because.
If I had a vote, I think with this, since it's impossible to pick, we should say who we would like to
Yeah,
win.
and by the way, you're going to be hearing that phrase impossible to pick over and over as we go through this episode.
I go Schmidt, and you go Schmidt if
Yep.
you had a vote. So let's go supporting actress in a comedy, and we have Mayim Bialik, The Big Bang Theory. Catherine Joosten, Desperate
Didn't she just
Housewives.
die?
Oh, she's the woman who. She's dead.
Ah, crap.
Julie Bowen, Modern Family. Sofia Vergara, Modern Family. Merritt Weaver, Nurse Jackie. Kristen Wiig, Saturday Night Live. This is a terrible
This
category.
is awful.
I don't watch any of these people besides Kristen Wiig.
I love Kristen Wiig. It was her last season on the show. They in another world you would say they'd give it to her, but now you got a dead person mucking everything up
No,
here.
you know what? Here's the thing. Kristen Wiig, funnier than dead people, and I've never watched Nurse Jackie, but I don't hear it's so hysterical.
Exactly. Well, that's when what's her name won for the show? Glenn
Edie
Close.
Falco.
Yeah, that's a lot. Edie
Oh,
Falco.
yeah.
When she won for best comedy, she
Edie
goes, "What?"
Falco, the poor man's Glenn Close.
She said, "What are you guys nuts? Like this isn't a comedy." But whatever. She still took it. I didn't see her giving it away. I must say, Sofia Vergara, though, Modern Family is hilarious.
The cast of Modern Family's funny. The show's funny. I just, Krista, I want Kristen Wiig to win. She's been doing amazing work on SNL for years.
So maybe she could potentially EGOT.
Oh,
Well,
shit.
did she? She didn't win the Oscar,
She
though.
didn't win an Oscar.
Maybe she's young. She's got
In
years
fact,
ahead of
she's
her.
won no awards.
But this is it. You got to win an Emmy if you want an EGOT.
It's the first letter
An
in the
EGOT, by
EGOT.
the way, is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. So, get on that, Kristen Wiig. All right, what else we got here?
Okay. Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
Fucking Blossom.
She's funny on The Big Bang Theory.
You watch it?
I've seen her. I used to watch it, but the performance is very one note.
I'm gonna shit on that show later.
Okay.
Best supporting actress in a
Spoiler alert.
drama.
What are we looking at here? Best supporting actress in drama. Okay.
Anna Gunn, Breaking Bad. Maggie Smith, Downton Abbey. Joanne Froggatt,
Yes.
Downton
As the
Abbey.
oldest daughter.
Archie Panjabi, The Good Wife. Christine Baranski, The Good Wife. Christina Hendricks, Mad Men. What are your thoughts here?
I love Maggie Smith in Downton Abbey. She steals that show. But Christina Hendricks in Mad Men, come on. Who doesn't want to see that in a dress up on stage accepting an
and
award?
Honestly, Christina Hendricks has been doing great work on that show. Although, I guess it's for this past season that we just... Yeah, it's for this yeah. past season that we just... And she had some standout episodes. The one where... You know, fuck you. Spoiler alert. Where she leaves her and her husband break up. She's done some amazing work. Give it to Christina Hendricks. I'm also happy to see Anna Gunn get nominated because I think the women of Breaking Bad, which there aren't
the
many
woman?
Of, well,
yeah.
there are two,
oh, yeah.
but they do a good job and they don't get a lot of credit. And Anna Gunn had a good season
but
as she's
not
gotten.
Not my favorite thing on that show.
But
though.
She's gotten deeper involved into what's going on in Walt's life, and I think that she's not getting a lot of credit for it.
And Good Wife, I don't know anything about you, so...
I don't know anything about you either, but Archie Panjabi has won before, and I remember thinking she was attractive, so...
There you have it.
Best Supporting Actor.
Now this is a category.
This is a category. Aaron Paul for Breaking Bad.
Magnets, bitch.
Giancarlo Esposito for Breaking Bad. Brendan Coyle.
Coyle,
bleh. Downton Abbey, Jim Carter, Downton Abbey, Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones, Jared Harris, Mad Men.
Oh, my God.
This is a great category.
This is, you know what? I don't know. Aaron Paul won. This is interesting, by the way, because last year Dinklage won for Best Actor.
No, it was Supporting.
So when did Aaron Paul win? The year before?
The year before. That's... Because Breaking Bad, again, the television cycles have gotten so weird and shows take such long breaks that Breaking Bad wasn't involved in last year's Emmy cycle.
Right. So that happened. Jared Harris, his last season on Mad Men.
He had many standout episodes on Mad Men this season, and it's his last chance to win it for Mad Men.
And same thing with Giancarlo Esposito, who's been on Breaking Bad for a couple seasons.
Which, by the way, that's the guy, if I had a vote, I'd give it to. He was amazing as the villain in last seasons of Breaking Bad. He was badass, but we also got to see some of his backstory. He just did a phenomenal job. He was terrifying. But quietly terrifying.
So this is going to be, I really don't know. This can go, it's a four-way race here.
I'm pulling for Giancarlo.
And Downton Abbey, while it's a wonderful show, the second season of the show had a couple of stinkers in there. And, I don't know. It's good, but this an embarrassment of riches in this category.
By the way, my man John Noble once again snubbed for Fringe. I talk about this a lot. It really upsets me. People, John Noble is doing amazing work. He's taken the character of a mad scientist and elevated to such amazing emotional levels. What's wrong with you people? Nominate this guy for something. He's brilliant.
I'm sorry, Will. I thought we were talking about the actual nominees, not your pie-in-the-sky fantasies.
You son of a bitch.
Next category.
We are moving right along.
Well, because, yeah, people don't want to sit here and listen to 9 minutes on John Noble.
I'm going to talk. I want to give a whole speech about Noble
now,
every
the
podcast.
The Step Up movies were nominated for an Emmy.
Okay. We have, let's do drama first. Let's stick with drama and then go to comedy because it's more fun that way. Lead actress in a drama. Kathy Bates for the show All Your Grandparents Love, Harry's Law. Glenn Close for Damages.
Who is the rich person's Edie Falco.
Claire Danes for Homeland. Juliana Margulies, The Good Wife. Michelle Dockery, Downton Abbey. And Elizabeth Moss, Mad Men.
Yes. Couple thoughts here. I apologize. Michelle Dockery is the one who plays the eldest daughter in Downton Abbey, so please no angry letters. Kathy Bates, Harry's Law... The show just gets terrible reviews. Why is this on this list? It hasn't been canceled?
It has been canceled.
Okay, and that happens occasionally, too.
You know why? Because the Emmys can be a bit of star fuckers. You know, Lindsay Hollister brought this up on her episode with us a few episodes back, where the people they nominate for guest stars, it's always like, well, this actor did a great job, but he's not Alan Arkin, and Alan Arkin did this one episode of Law and Order.
Maybe later on we'll just read the names of the actor and actresses nominated for guest stars, and you'll see the caliber of people we're talking about. So Kathy Bates, you know, no one likes Harry's Law. I haven't seen one good review on the show. Glenn Close, I don't watch Damages. I heard that show is a little bit of a mess. People love it, but I've heard that the showrunners, the people that write it, really don't know what they're doing almost from episode to episode, and they kind of make it up as they go along. So good luck with that. People love Homeland. I haven't seen it, but everyone watches it.
I haven't seen it either. I know we would probably love it. I think Claire Danes is probably going to win. She's gotten a lot of great feedback for that.
Well, she was in that retarded horse movie, wasn't it?
That was actually terrific, and it wasn't a retarded horse movie. It was an autistic cow movie. There's a big difference. And she was actually brilliant in it. Temple Grandin, that's a great film.
Okay. Michelle Dockery is lovely and beautiful. Elizabeth Moss, Mad Men. Interesting that Elizabeth Moss would get nominated for Best Actress while Christina Hendricks, Best Supporting Actress, and they arguably put in a roughly equivalent screen time.
I guess because Elizabeth Moss is more... With the way the show began, Mad Men, she was her eyes into that world.
Right.
So I guess they still think of her as a lead. You know, Elizabeth Moss should have won an Emmy last year for the Mad Men episode, The Suitcase.
Right.
That was one of the best acting jobs both her and John Hamm ever did. Neither of them won an Emmy. This is why the Emmys are kind of silly.
Next category.
Lead actor in a drama. And we have Hugh Bonneville, Downton Abbey.
Bonerville.
Steve Buscemi, Boardwalk Empire. Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad. John Hamm, Mad Men. Damian Lewis, Homeland. Michael C. Hall, Dexter. Which is funny because I heard Dexter didn't have the greatest season yet.
I've heard that show's been falling apart slowly for the last couple of years.
Bryan Cranston has won 3 times in a row being nominated. Does that mean he's going to win a 4th?
John Hamm needs a little love in this category.
How did John Hamm not win last year? He lost last year to Kyle Chandler for Friday Night Lights.
Right.
And
well, thank God that show ended.
Well, John Hamm has never won for playing Don Draper. If I had a vote, I would give it to him.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't do it on that fact alone, but he's doing just as good work as Cranston or anyone else in this category.
And John Hamm is creating an iconic character, where while Bryan Cranston is doing great work on Breaking Bad, I don't feel it's...
Walter White... We will revere the show Breaking Bad, but we won't speak about Walter White like we do about Don Draper.
Right, and like, think about like Tony Soprano, what Gandolfini did for that character.
Exactly.
Don Draper. These are iconic characters, and you got to give it to John Hamm, because this show is going to... I'm worried that this is going to be one of these shows where it's going to run its whole course, like House. Never won. We'll get into that.
I was about to say that. Hugh Laurie, this was his last chance to win, wasn't nominated. He never won for House. Yeah. And that's really surprising. Whatever you want to say about the show or how the show went on or even him, but he was doing great work on the show.
Did Ducati ever win for X-Files or Gillian Anderson?
No.
I'm trying to think of iconic characters, like people that live beyond their show, and Mulder and Scully is another example.
I don't even know if Duchovny was ever nominated. I'm pretty sure Gillian Anderson was nominated, but I don't even know if Duchovny was ever nominated. And that's so weird. The TV, the Emmys get so incestual and... They just give it to the same people. I've complained about this.
If you haven't noticed by now, this award show deeply upsets the two of us.
Yeah, and we'll watch it on September 23rd, and then we'll complain about it on that week's podcast.
Yeah. So don't worry, folks. There'll be a sequel to this self-indulgent episode.
Well, let's move on to a great category where there's an overabundance of terrific talent, and that's Best Comedy Actress.
Oh, there we are.
And the nominees are... Well, let me get this one out of the way first. I'll just say Edie Falco because for Nurse Jackie, because that one's the not funny person nominated. Although she's a talented actress, come on.
And if she wins, by the way,
that's outrageous.
There's gonna be issues.
Edie, you won your awards playing Carmela Soprano. Come on, let's move on. But the other nominees are Zooey Deschanel, New Girl; Lena Dunham, Girls; Tina Fey, 30 Rock; Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep; Melissa McCarthy, Mike and Molly; and Amy Poehler, Parks and Recreation.
I think I can say that I'd have sex with almost every person in this category. And willingly. Stop looking at the nominees again.
Melissa McCarthy?
What an amazing category. What a group of talented, hilarious women.
I would say for at least...
Except for Edie Falco. Talented, yes.
No, they're all talented. That was, I don't know, now I'm thinking about if I would, which of these women I'd sleep with, and it's
Tina
most
Faye
of them.
Tina Fey was my manic pixie dream girl for years, until Zooey Deschanel and The New Girl came on the air, so now I don't know what to do.
And I've always, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she looks great.
But now you got Lena Dunham.
I like Lena Dunham. I mean, she's like, there's something about her that I find appealing, even though
those
she's...
Those awful tattoos.
And the
little
in her
shipped rabbit teeth.
And, I mean, she even herself makes fun of her weird tiny breasts with her kind of bigger body. But I don't know. There's something about her. Maybe it's because I'm attracted to the talent, and I think she's so talented.
Okay, Buffalo Bill.
I would. Was she a big fat lady? Was she a big fat person?
I'm
Put
sorry,
Put the lotion in the fucking basket.
I'm sorry, Amy Poehler. Amy Poehler, so good in Parks and Recreation. I have no clue. I would be so happy if any of these women won except Edie Falco.
I'm going to personally pull for Lena Dunham because I'm such a fan.
And I'm personally going to pull for Zooey Deschanel, even though Tina Fey, far more talented. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, one of the greatest comedic actresses. All of these women, except Edie Falco.
Her work on Veep, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is really incredible.
And completely makes you forget Elaine from Seinfeld.
And a fast pace, too, that show Veep. It's the fastest paced show of all of these. Yeah.
Actually, though, if it had to come down to someone, though, I want Tina Fey to win because that show's already winding up.
Has she won, though? I feel like she might have won.
Probably should have done some research before we started recording.
I could have sworn she had won before. If you would ask me if Tina Fey
maybe
won
for
an
writing.
Emmy. Well, she certainly has won for that. And the series has won before.
Because Lena Dunham, Zooey Deschanel, they're going to show up on this as Julie Louis-Dreyfus for a couple of seasons.
Are they? I don't know.
Well, at least for another one, hopefully.
Well, you know who's terrific who wasn't nominated? She was nominated last year. Is Martha Plimpton for Raising Hope. She's phenomenal on that show, and she deserves that spot that Edie Falco has. Because Nurse Jackie, someone could argue that Girls isn't the funniest show. I think it's funny. I think it's hysterically funny.
You're a sick asshole, so.
Best Actor in a Comedy. And nominees are Alec Baldwin, Don Cheadle for House of Lies.
Which, another show, doesn't get great reviews.
I'm confused how that even happened. Louis C.K. for Louis. John Cryer for 2.5 Men. Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. And fucking Jim Parsons, who's won the last 2 years for The Big Bang Theory. Why does he keep winning?
That character is funny, but completely one note.
That character is like nails on a chalkboard for me. I hate that character so much. I've watched a few episodes of Big Bang Theory, and he just annoys me. And they're like, well, you know, he's got like Asperger's, and I don't want to watch him. I don't want to watch him. That's not. Why do we have to make excuses?
But you like Temple Grandin?
That was a movie.
Oh wait, that was not Asperger's. It was autism.
And it was autism. But it was a dramatic film. And I could take a funny Asperger-y character who's supporting, but not that I have to watch you in every scene and then people are making apologies for you.
Well, I want Alec Baldwin to win for 30 Rock, but...
I want Louis to win. I want Louis to win everything it's nominated for.
Do we see Louis, though, as an... Will they view him as an actor, as an exemplary display of acting in this category? Is it enough that he was just nominated here?
It's probably they're going to consider it enough he was just nominated, but they might want to honor the show.
Especially character playing themselves, it's hard to distinguish between where's the line. You know, they may not view it that he's really acting. Oh, Louis just being himself. No, he's not.
Well, Louis was nominated for a lot of awards, but not Best Comedy. And I wonder if maybe they'll try to honor him. The show's currently on, so it's fresh in the voters' minds. People really like it. You were saying something about him being nominated for writing. And
so both he and Lena Dunham are nominated this year for writing, directing, and acting. That's the last time and the only other person this happened to was Alan Alda during his MASH years, when he would regularly, multiple years in a row, get nominated for his role as an actor, writer, and a director on MASH. So good job, both of you. And it just pisses me off more. Lena Dunham is, what, like 23?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is why I'm into her. Because she's young and talented.
She's nubile, too. It's right in your age range. It's another plus.
Oh, my God.
John Cryer, 2.5 Men, really? Go away. And has Larry David ever won?
I don't think he's ever won an Emmy.
That would be... You know, but maybe they don't. But once again, there's another character who's playing himself.
I mean, Larry David's won Emmys for Seinfeld,
right?
Obviously, and I think maybe even writing for Curb. I don't think he's won an acting Emmy, I should say. How great was last season of Curb, the Palestinian
chicken
episode?
That episode was nominated for Best Writing.
That is one of the. That to me is a classic Curb. Oh my God, the great line when the Palestinian woman's fucking him, and she's like fuck me like your people have fucked my people.
If I had a nickel for every time I've been in a situation like that.
Oh my God. Well, let's move on to the two big categories.
Okay. Best short form animated.
Best short form animated.
And best non competition reality program.
Which would be Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Now, let's start with best comedy.
Wait, we're really going right now to the big...
What else is there?
I wanted to read down the list of the guest stars.
Do you really want to read all these people? Well, let me give an example.
Right.
Of the best guest actor in a comedy category. And this is what we were kind of talking about before. Michael J. Fox, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Greg Kinnear, Modern Family. Bobby Cannavale, Nurse Jackie. Jimmy Fallon, Saturday Night Live. Will Arnett, 30 Rock. John Hamm, 30 Rock. It's like, all these people are very funny.
Uma Thurman, Smash. Joan Cusack, Shameless. Julia Ormond, Mad Men. Who else we have here?
You know, it's like all these people.
Julianne Moore, Nicole Kidman, Ashley Judd, Emma Thompson, Woody Harrelson, Kevin Costner, Bill Paxton.
You're reading the wrong categories.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
You're not reading anything that's right.
And I'm not drinking this week, so...
That's why I'm in charge of this paper.
Okay, then.
We've totally lost point now.
Let's go. Okay, so best drama.
But the point was, when I was reading off the people who were nominated in the guest star categories, they're all big names, and they're all funny, but it's like there are probably people who are doing serviceable work who just are getting overlooked because they're not a name.
I blame the fact that you're in New York for the rough nature of this episode.
I blame you for not reading your notes. Let's go with best comedy. Yeah, because it's not much Emmys. I mean, we're not going to sit here and tell you all about the writing categories. You don't give a shit.
But that's in the two-hour of the director's cut.
The director's cut of this.
Which we actually sell, so you got to pay us money for the full uncut. We should do that.
We're going to
release the uncut
20 extra minutes of us talking to Andrea Marchand.
How you doing, Andrea?
Best comedy nominees are Big Bang Theory, Fuck You, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Girls, Modern Family, 30 Rock, and Veep.
This is the category that Modern Family regularly...
They win every year.
Every year, yeah.
And I'm sick of it. And I would love to see Curb win. I would love to see Girls win.
Did 30 Rock
think
win on their first season?
30 Rock's won a couple of times.
Okay.
But then Modern Family came around. Now Modern Family wins a couple of times. It seems like the new show...
Frasier.
It's like, you know, Frasier always wins. Then this always wins. Then that always wins for a while. And it's in the Modern Family thing. And I don't see any of these shows actually upsetting it. Like Girls... I love Girls. I just don't see Emmy voters voting
and
for it.
And the first season.
That's the show. When they do win, like Arrested Development won
I
its first season.
I would be shocked if Veep won.
I would be.
Yeah,
a
it
profane political show?
Yeah, and this is Hollywood.
Mm.
And it plays to a little bit of an older crowd. I don't know what the demographics are on the Television Academy, because we know that the Oscars are a bunch of old white dudes.
Let me ask you this. If Louis were on HBO,
yeah.
Would it have been nominated?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, these
good
really
there,
do gear towards sometimes, like a show like Girls gets nominated because it has that HBO push, you know, maybe. I mean...
Well, FX is still learning how to play the Emmys game, so maybe in a couple seasons
maybe.
They'll have more of a machine in place. The way
how, much, how much more do they need to learn?
Well, how many other big, high-profile... I mean, oh, yeah, I don't see Always Sunny in Philadelphia on this list.
And why is that never
list.
Nominated? Why isn't Charlie Day ever nominated for anything?
That's a good point. They're doing some fucking brilliant stuff on Always Sunny.
And you would think DeVito would have gotten a nomination.
Yeah. DeVito's too weird in that show. But
he's a name just like all those other fucking people I've read.
But
just like
he's
Brink.
He's rolling around shirtless chasing rum hams.
He's
at the shore. He's greased up and coming naked out of a couch. If you don't watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia... Wait till this podcast is over and just please do yourself a favor. It's phenomenal.
No Parks and Rec or
no
Community.
Parks and, yes.
I mean,
Community.
Either of those shows should be nominated over Big Bang Theory.
Well, at least we don't have 2.5 Men on this list.
Oh, Jesus. I don't even know. I want Girls
or Nurse
to win.
Jackie.
I want Girls. If Curb wins, that's fine. If Veep wins, that's fine. If 30 Rock wins, that's fine. Modern Family have won too much. You know, 30 Rock, you've won too
you've
much.
You've won, and 30 Rock's also on the back end of their... They're in decline now. Their heyday is way past them.
All right, let's just go to best drama here. And don't worry, there's more to come after this. There's an enemy. But first, let's go to best drama. And the nominees are all from cable.
Which is the first time this has ever happened.
Boardwalk Empire, Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Homeland, Mad Men. Mad Men always wins.
Right.
It's won for all four seasons so far. Will it win for its fifth season?
It could. Game of Thrones, though, really stepped it up in season two.
They had a great season,
great
too.
Great season.
And
I
it's an epic, it's epic
it's
television.
I could see Breaking Bad winning for this season. Boardwalk Empire, while it's a beautiful show, it's not a... I watch it. I really enjoy it. But it's not a great show.
No, it's not. I enjoy it, but it's not a great show.
It's the kind of show that I'm not going to want to ever really go back and revisit, I feel. You know what's not on this list, which was phenomenal, was Luck. I know it only had one season because they were killing horses left and right. But It's a solid 13 episodes of television.
If those horses had lived, would Luck have been nominated?
I just hope that next year we're not sitting here looking at Newsroom on this list.
You know, Newsroom, a lot of the things you were saying about Newsroom on episode
21
have actually happened, and a lot of fears that I was like, well, hopefully this won't happen, have happened. Newsroom is a little too self-righteous. There was a couple weeks ago, there was this horrible montage set to a horrible Coldplay song, and it was so self-righteous.
Is there any other kind of Coldplay song?
Oh, my God, it was terrible.
And
it was embarrassing, and I thought it was insensitive to Gabby Giffords, who had been shot in the face, and now she has to be part of some fucking Newsroom.
Sorkin's masturbatory fantasy. About a week and a half ago, he went ahead and fired HBO, I don't know who made the decision, they fired all but one writer on the writing staff, and HBO went into immediate damage control. Well, shows do this, they retool the writing staff, they don't fire everyone.
You know what,
so who do we think is going to win this
category? Love Mad Men, it'll probably win. I wouldn't mind seeing Game of Thrones win. They had a terrific second season. But Breaking Bad's never won in this category, and that's a great show. Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, man, they're great shows. You're right, Boardwalk Empire isn't.
But you know what? Something like Homeland can sneak out and...
you know what? Fuck that. Homeland is going to win. You're right. Homeland's going to win. That's my prediction.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a lot of buzz coming off its first season. I haven't watched it, and I have Showtime, so I don't know why I haven't.
People love it.
Now, before...
You got something on your chest, Will?
Well, before, Sean, you started rattling off indiscriminate names. And you touched on something that I noticed. And there's a category for miniseries and the actors in a miniseries. And last year, Downton Abbey won Best Miniseries. It beat Mildred Pierce, which I assumed was going to win. And basically, Downton Abbey, I guess, wasn't originally conceived as a series.
No, it was conceived as a miniseries. And it did... Or a BBC series, which tend by their very nature to be limited.
And it did really well. So they said, we're going to make it a regular series. And hey, I totally, you know, I get that. Downton Abbey wasn't originally intended to be a miniseries. And this year I looked at the miniseries category. And there are some HBO miniseries.
Miniseries or movie.
Miniseries or movies like Game Change, which was terrific. And there's that Sherlock miniseries.
Right, which is three 90-minute episodes.
It's a legit miniseries.
And Scandal in Belgravia is actually just one of the episodes, so it's essentially made for TV movie.
Yeah, and they I nominated only one of those 90-minute episodes of Sherlock for this category. And then all of a sudden, I see American Horror Story here. And I'm like, what the fuck? That was on FX. That was a television series.
13 episodes.
13 episodes. It's coming back for a second season. They knew it was coming back for a good...
It had a pilot, an episode called Pilot.
It has... months ago, they said Jessica Lange's coming back for season two. So, season two, it's a series. So, how the fuck is it in this best miniseries or movie? It's trying to pull a Downton Abbey and be a miniseries when it's not a fucking miniseries. And then I got more incensed because I looked at lead actress in a miniseries or movie. And you have Julianne Moore, who should fucking win for playing Sarah Palin. She was brilliant in a terrific movie. But then you got Connie Britton, American Horror Story, and this started to aggravate me. No, Connie Britton, just because FX doesn't want to have you compete against Edie Falco, whoever the fuck is nominated, or Elizabeth Moss, I should say, you don't get to deserve to be put in this special miniseries and movie category. And then I got even more angry because fucking Ashley Judd is nominated for Missing, miniseries or movie.
What is Missing?
Missing was a television show on ABC in which it was about Ashley Judd's son is kidnapped.
A television show?
Yes. And she is going to hunt for him. And the show did not do well and was canceled. It had one season because it sucked and it was canceled. Because your show gets canceled doesn't mean that you get to be considered a miniseries. It means you're a failed television show. So that's why you, Ashley Judd, are the enemy of the podcast. What the fuck is this? Why are you in this category? You know you don't deserve to be there. You're fucking crazy. This is bullshit. I don't like it.
Okay.
that's complete crap. That's complete crap. Missing. You failed as a series. That doesn't mean you get to succeed as a miniseries.
Not only are you getting a nomination, but you're getting a nomination for a canceled show in the wrong category. Not cool.
Freaks and Geeks was the best miniseries of all time then. Well, one season, and then it got canceled.
I'm trying to think of some other shows that only lasted one season that would fit into this.
You know, every show. Why don't we just do this every year? Why doesn't whatever new show on ABC just say, "Well, we're only gonna have one season."
Well, it's a miniseries. Unless it does well, then it's a series. Ryan Murphy, who is the creator and the main voice behind American Horror Story,
and I'm mad at him too.
Yeah, they went and they petitioned the Television Academy, and I read this article, and I still don't understand how they came to this conclusion. They said we want to be considered a miniseries. Well, how many episodes did you have? 13. Did you have a pilot? Yes. Well, okay then. And somehow the vote still came out to let them be a miniseries.
This is just awards whoring, because Ryan Murphy knew American Horror Story, which could have conceivably been nominated.
Well, he said that
he
every
knew it
season
win.
They plan to have a new cast.
That doesn't make... Then why is Jessica Lange coming back?
I don't watch the show.
I mean, this is bullshit. No, you're an anthology series, then. You're like the fucking Twilight Zone, then. You are not... You're like Tales of the Crypt. You know, you don't get to do this, but they let them do it. So, you know, actually, it's the Television Academy's fault. But you know what, Ashley Judd, you're pissing me off. Fuck you, jerk.
Anything else we want to discuss?
I think that's about it. I think that's it for our Emmy rundown wrap-up.
Well, hope we didn't bore you too much. What do we have coming up in the future?
Well, let me tell you what. Next week on the podcast, we have Alex Alexander.
Is she going to be friends with Danielle Aiello?
let's not make fun of our guest's name. She's great, though. Honestly, she's
very funny.
She's terrific. She's very funny. She runs this... this personal essay show, The Pez Show. It's the last Friday of every month. Me and Sean have been. It's hysterical. We wanted to have her on. And it's basically these comedians and terrific comic writers. They write these essays based on a topic. Like one month, the topic might be mother. And they all come in. They write about their mothers. Very good. She's going to be on talking about that show that she runs and shooting the shit with us.
Yeah, and also tales about being a working actress in Los Angeles.
And the week after that, I hear we have an opera singer.
We do. Rachel Staples.
What is this all about? We're bringing culture to the Will Sean podcast?
Highs and lows, baby. Highs and lows. Yes, Rachel Staples is an opera singer, and we are going to talk about that, and we're going to drop a knowledge bomb on you people. We're going to discuss what it takes to be an opera singer, the training, why they're cooler and better than Broadway and musical theater majors. So I'm going to start a little shit there. So that's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to it because it's not often I get to geek out on shit I love.
Hey, just because this isn't our normal episode doesn't mean you shouldn't plug your shit, Sean.
Triumvirs, Triumvirs, my book on Amazon Kindle. You can also follow me on Twitter, TheSeanDavid, TheSeanDavid.
And you can follow me on Twitter at TheRealWillLink. And you can listen to me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on The PM Show with Larry Minetti at crntalk.com. And remember, follow Will Sean Podcast at Will Sean Podcast on Twitter. Like us on Facebook.
And drop us a line. Tell us what you think of the new business cards, too. Hopefully you've gotten one.
Yeah.
Because we're very excited about them, and I'm looking at them right now.
Because we're flooding the community with them. And, you know, we'll watch the Emmys on September 23rd.
Watch Emmys, and then we'll do a post-mortem after the fact. Fuck you, Ashley Judd. This episode is shorter than usual.
Yes, it is.
All right.
And I think on that, why not? Why not? Let's get out early. Let's quit while we're ahead.
That's it. We're giving you time back. Look at this. We're giving you a gift of precious minutes.
So,
we're finished.
We're finished.